sometime in the 20s. Don't remember for sure, but it wasn't blacktopped until late 30s.
Oh, is that right? Mm-hmm. Did they ever use concrete very much?
Not a whole lot. Through here, when they first blacktopped the road and changed it up to blacktop it, where they'd make an overpass or an underpass at the railroad, they would blacktop it a certain distance. I mean, concrete a certain distance from the overpass or underpass.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Mostly it was it's gravel and,
mm-hmm. uh-huh. and tar.
If you got stuck, how did you get out?
Squirm around somewhere or another, or go to the closest neighbor around and get his team, pull it out.
Mm-hmm. Do your kids ever get out and have to?
Yeah, push.
You mentioned a team just then. Be a team of horses. Would you? What would you say about two mules?
That's still a team of mules.
And oxen?
Span, sometimes.
Span of oxen.
No, that's a yoke of oxen.
Yoke?
Span of horses or mule.
Oh, span of mules.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. And you don't recall using oxen very much on the farm?
No. I can just remember two or three different people that had oxen. Seen them working the wagon. I never did see them plowing. Mm-hmm.
Would the ox wagons have solid wheels, or were they just
no, not any that I saw. They were just spoked wheels.
Mm-hmm. I think you mentioned ox wagons, right?
Mm-hmm.
I wondered if they were different from
no,
the ones drawn by horses.
Of course, the ox wagon had a yoke on it, and they wore a yoke, and it wasn't fastened to the double tree like horses and single tree like horses were.
I see. Mm-hmm.
They pulled it by the tongue.
Well, it's about 5:30. I wonder if I could get a chance to talk to you again sometime.
Yes.
How about with tomorrow? Are you busy tomorrow afternoon?
No, I can take off any time. I'm retired and I just work when I want to. And when I have to.
That sounds fine.
That drives me hard enough.
Would tomorrow afternoon be okay?
That'd be okay.
And I'd like to bring the camera along, and maybe you could direct me to
yeah,
take some pictures.
Yeah, bring it along and we'll go over to the cemetery and you can maybe get some pictures of those violets. And if you want a picture of these white ones,
yes,
we've got some up here.
I'd like to very much. And also tomorrow, maybe you can tell me about that interesting house. Next. And so you were saying a couple of things about the weather, the east wind.
Yes. The east wind is a pretty good indication. Like the group who met to pray for rain. And one man prayed that the east wind would blow for two or three days. And somebody said, why? He's praying like that. He said, well, anybody's got sense enough to know that if the wind blows out of the east for 3 days, it's going to rain.
I see. He just didn't want to be direct about it. And something about the color of the sky at night and morning?
Red sky at night. Sailor's delight. Red sky in the morning is sailor's warning.